I'm speaking today with Linda Chavez Thompson, who is the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor in Texas. Now, normally, I do candidate interviews a little later in the cycle, and I talk about the entire campaigns, but this is kind of a different interview in which we're going to be talking specifically about immigration, in particular, stuff related to the recent law in Arizona that purports to crack down on illegal immigration. Let me ask you first, can you give us just a brief summary of what the Arizona law is about and what the effect of it is likely to be, assuming that it is enforced and not turned over by the courts?
Well, the sad part is that the Arizona law comes about because we have not said anything about changing the federal laws and reforming immigration, the immigration problems that we have right now. So some of the states, like Arizona, take matters into their own hands, and unfortunately, it is legislators who go to the extreme of passing a law to try to take care of the problems that they feel they have in their state regarding this issue. And until we reform our immigration laws, and until we figure out how we're going to do that at the national level, we're going to get Arizonas all over the country. Texas is already, there's two state representatives that are talking about word for word passing the same kind of laws here in Texas. Other states are paying attention to what happened in Arizona, and they're saying, me too, me too. But it is about the fact that we have not done what we should have done years ago, and that is change the laws, let the people who are here earn their citizenship, pay back taxes, get themselves right, and get in line to become citizens of this country. And then we have to continue to do what we should do, and that is, because we're a nation of laws, we have to secure our borders. We have to make sure that people who shouldn't be coming into our country without the proper documentation don't come in. But the people that are already here, that have made their home here in this country, and that have helped the economy of this country, you'd be surprised how well immigrants have done here, and because of the fruit of their labor, how well we have done with this country by them performing the jobs that many times others will not and do not want to perform. So we've got to change federal laws first. And yes, we have to protect our borders, especially here in Texas, and we have to provide some sort of law that protects us from the people who come here, especially those that shouldn't be coming here and committing crimes. But the point is that we've got to change federal legislation first.
Okay. I mean, obviously there's two components to this. There's dealing with the people who are already here, and there's border security, which is related, though not entirely, to immigration.
That's right.
Obviously, in terms of the people who are already here, as you say, they do make an economic contribution. The argument I think people make, the argument that people make is one that undocumented immigrants take more than they give economically, that they impose a bigger cost, and two, that they do take jobs away from people who are here legally. Can you address those concerns?
They do not take jobs that people want to do here. If somebody wants to go pick cucumbers or pick cotton or pick beets or work in the farms all across this country, they're more than welcome to do that. Will they do it? Not necessarily. Our immigrant communities have been doing these jobs for years and years and years. We have businesses who are begging for workers. Arizona is going to see an economic downfall because anyone who is of a brown color, like me, is going to wonder whether they want to continue to stay in Arizona just in case they may want to check my citizenship if I happen to go into Arizona. These kind of laws do not stop the problems that we have. They say they spend more. I don't have the documents with me now, but I have had documents that passed before me where it shows that for the economic boom of this country, immigrants play a more positive role than what they take. Already you have some restrictions of who can go and apply for services, who can apply for benefits. The social network that is provided to citizens of this country is very, very much, are you a citizen? And if you're not, then you don't participate. Now, of course, when it comes to emergency care, anybody can get emergency care because a human life is a human life. But the problem that we have in this country is that they're looking at the brown faces as the ones who are coming in and spoiling this country, when in fact, that is the furthest thing from what brown faces have done. They've helped the economy of Texas. They've helped the economy of southwestern United States. They've helped all the way up to Illinois and Nebraska and all of these places because they come in and they work. And they're pulled in by companies who need workers in Nebraska. The killing plants where they kill the hogs and the meat packing companies, they're begging for workers and they can't find them. But they do find them and they just happen to be immigrant workers. And many of them, yes, are undocumented immigrants. But you know what the other problem is? Employers who exploit these undocumented immigrants, who cheat them, who, when they get hurt, they say, hey, you don't have a claim against me because you're not an American citizen. In some cases, I heard, as I traveled across the country when I was the executive vice president of the AFL-CIO, women who were sexually attacked, and when they were told they had no rights because they were not American citizens, then it's okay to harass or to sexually attack a woman because she doesn't have citizenship papers. I mean, this is the attitude that undocumented immigrants don't have rights. We have to be a nation of laws, but we also have to be a nation of compassion. We've welcomed these people here because of the labor they have contributed. But now that things are getting a little tight because of the economic times, I want to know how many American citizens are going to go do the job that undocumented immigrants do. And I don't think you're going to find a long line lined up for those people to find those jobs or to take those jobs.
I'm glad you brought up the labor issue because that was something that I wanted to address anyway. In previous attempts at doing immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform, one thing you hear talked about is a guest worker program. Yeah. Now, my understanding is that labor has historically been, at best, suspicious of guest worker provisions. Can you talk a little bit about that, and is that still the case?
Very much the case. We are opposed to guest workers, and the reason is because those workers are exploited. It's almost like slave labor all over again.
Let me interrupt you for a second and ask, what does guest worker mean?
Guest worker means that a company can say, I can't find enough American workers to do my job, I need foreign workers to come in. That gives them the excuse then to pay them less than they would pay American workers. And this gives them the excuse to bring them in. And the current laws as they are written is that you as the employer take responsibility for these workers who come in from out of the country, and you have the responsibility to pay them, and you have a contract, so to speak, that you say you're going to provide these kind of working conditions, these kind of living conditions, these kind of wages to these workers. In a lot of cases, these workers get worked overtime without the pay. They are worked in unhealthy and unsafe working conditions, and they can't complain. If they do complain, the company can send them back. They don't pay them for the work that they do, and so they are basically slave labor as guest workers for these companies. But now they want to expand the guest worker program. That's what the last bill wanted to do, was to expand it. Right now there are certain categories where these people will work, and where these employers can say, I need people. I can't find people to work in my fields. I can't find people to work in the hog killing plants or the chicken plants all across the South. And they bring in these workers as guest workers. Number one, they don't want to pay the real American wage for that job. They want to pay cheap wages. They have people who don't have the proper training on how not to get hurt on the job, and you have people who are hurt on the job and continue to work because they can't afford not to work because the minute that they can't work, they ship them back to Mexico or Costa Rica or wherever it is that, that this employer managed to get them. So they are literally at the behest of the employer, and the employer can hold it over their head. If you don't do what I tell you, I ship you back. So that's the kind of gift program that we have. There is no protection for the workers. I remember, I'm old enough to remember the Bracero program, where they shipped people in from Mexico to work the field. They kept them in chicken sheds. I saw it for myself on the cotton farm that I lived in West Texas, that these workers were put into what used to be a chicken shed, and that was their living quarters for the farmer that hired them to work in the fields, in his cotton fields, and I saw it for myself. So if we may not be at that level of putting people up in chicken sheds, but I'll tell you what, when you cram people into improper housing and when you treat them like slave labor, guest worker programs don't work, and yet the bills that they want to pass want to expand what we have now, and that won't work either.
What's the alternative? What's the preferred alternative?
The alternative is that we have a comprehensive legislation that addresses itself where there is a real need. And there has been in the past, not currently now with the guest worker program. If there is a real need, it can be documented, and there is a set working condition, wages, that it isn't anything less than what the prevailing wage is for that job, then you're not competing with paying less than you would pay for American workers. But nobody wants to put that in the bill simply because it's not going to pass, because employers don't want to pay American wages to immigrant workers who come here on the guest worker program.
Okay. Let's talk about border security for a minute, since that tends to get most of the attention in any discussion of immigration. You know, how big a problem is border security in terms of people coming into America illegally?
Well, you know, it's been probably a much more major problem than it is now, because a lot of the people here now that can't find jobs, they're going back home because they can't afford to live here anymore. They can't send money home, and they can't live here, and then they become homeless, so they're going back. But we do need to have that. Now, here in Texas, we had a $4 million project for cameras along the border. It caught 11 undocumented immigrants. And when you're trying to take pictures of people crossing the border and you only catch 11, 4 million or 11 into 4 million, that's a pricey aspect of it. I'm not going to tell you that I have all the answers of what we need to do to secure the border. But I also think that the federal government also has responsibility, and at times the states have to pay for that without getting the reimbursement that we need, and therefore more of our money goes into that versus what the federal government should be giving us. But when we talk about federal legislation, we have to address that as well. The states should not have to bear the brunt of the cost of providing all of the border security, because this is a national problem, and at the national level, we need to address that. We need to figure out how they're going to give us the money to protect the border as we well should, and that we protect it not just because undocumented immigrants are coming over, but there is, of course, the possibility that we're looking at the fact that they may be trying to ship terrorists through the same way as the undocumented immigrants want to come over here to earn a good job. We may have terrorists who want to try the same way to get into our country in that manner, because they can't get in here with all the tight security that we now have under Homeland Security. So we have to figure out a way, and we have to call in experts. We have to call in experts that do security, people who are well-versed on immigration issues, people who have the human rights aspect of the problem that we have at hand, to think about and look at what are the answers here in Texas versus the answers that they think they got in Arizona with this bill. I'm not hearing anybody say this is the right bill for Texas. I also don't hear the governor or the lieutenant governor or anyone in the Republican Party saying, stop, that will not happen here in Texas. I'm saying it. Bill White is saying it. Others of our Democratic ticket are saying it, that this is wrong-headed. We oppose Arizona. I'd like to see the governor and I'd like to see the lieutenant governor say, not on my watch, that's not going to happen on my watch. But if they're playing up to the Tea Partiers, I'm sure they're not going to say it.
Okay. What is the proper role for state government in terms of immigration and border security?
We have to spend some time making sure that, as I said, our borders are secure. I don't know, some people have come up with the idea of the National Guard, but you know what? I don't think that that's the proper use for the National Guard. I think only under emergency situations do we ever send in the National Guard. We have to find ways of securing our borders, but you know what? We also need to be working with the Mexican government, and there doesn't seem to be that much cooperation for us with them to try to figure out a way. Because one of the reasons that people come across the border is because their country isn't providing them a livelihood. What is it that we're doing to help Mexico provide a living wage or a livelihood for the citizens? Because I'll let you ask, 99% of them would love to stay in their country, especially in Mexico or any of these other countries. We're not doing real fair trade versus free trade. The government isn't getting rich over there. The companies from here that move jobs over there and pay cheap wages are. We should say to companies, if you want to move to Mexico or Costa Rica or the Dominican Republic, pay better wages over there. Don't give them starvation wages. Build better jobs in your own countries rather than those people wanting to come over here. They'd love to stay with their families. They'd love to see their children grow up. They have to go somewhere where they might be able to at least earn a little bit better wage in their countries. So the trade laws that we have currently on the books need to be looked at again so that we help those countries build better jobs for their own citizens. And this way they stay there instead of trying to get here to the greener grass in the United States. And right now, of course, economically, we're not there. But we have to figure out a way to help those countries build a better livelihood for their own citizens so that they don't want to come over here.
And let's talk a little bit then about the communities that actually are on the border between the U.S. and Mexico. My understanding has always been that there's always been a lot of trade and commerce that goes on both sides as a matter of course, and that the focus on border security in recent years has had a negative impact on these communities. Can you speak to that?
Well, I think probably the negative right now is even worse because of the drug problems. I mean, just across the way from El Paso, we have Ciudad Juarez, which is having a bit of a problem. Killings, women that are missing. What are we doing about that? I mean, this country should be taking a very hard position on what that country is doing about finding the murderers of these 300 or almost 500 women that have been killed in Juarez. We should be looking at what's happening in the other side of the border and whether any of that is filtering over to our side. Some of our American citizens have gone across the border and gone missing and been killed. What are we doing about that? We've got to work with these countries, whether it's Mexico or anywhere else, to try to build a secure system for our citizens and for our border cities so that none of that will come over and affect the economy and the lives of the citizens of our country. And if we haven't figured out how to do that, we better do it, and we better do it fast. We have a governor, we have a lieutenant governor, we have leadership in the state of Texas that needs to get busy to try to figure out how we're going to do that. If we have a relationship with Mexico, then let's build it better so that we can figure out ways where they can protect their citizens as well as we can protect ours.
And to wrap this up, right now there is a comprehensive immigration bill that has been proposed, at least in outline form, in the U.S. Senate. What is your opinion of what has been proposed in the Senate right now?
I haven't seen the entire bill. I know that the Immigration Committee of the AFL-CIO, which I was a part of for 40 years of my life, has gone through it. I think there may be some things in there that we don't agree with, especially when it comes to the guest worker program. But as it is with everything, you may have to negotiate what goes in and negotiate what should come out. I know that the AFL-CIO will take a position. I will be supportive of that position. as it comes to workers, but as an official here in the state of Texas, I would want to see how that would affect this state. I would want to see how in the Senate we could address any legislative ability to make things better for our citizens as far as the border cities. And right now, I would venture to say that without seeing the bill, the entire bill as it has been written, I probably couldn't speak on it other than at the beginning. And I certainly hope that it gets addressed this year. It has to be addressed, especially if we're looking at states who want to do the same thing that Arizona did. We're going to have some problems.
Okay. Linda Chavez-Thompson, thank you very much for speaking to me today.
Thank you, Charles.